If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Rosie on the House weekly home improvement radio broadcast, and we were in the middle of a conversation on raised planters. We talked about what to build it out of. We talked about what types of plant vegetables you could go in there right now for Josh's garden, but we didn't talk about what type of soil to put in there. Is it something just as easy as driving out into the desert with a shovel, scooping up a bunch of dirt and filling it in?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily do that. We were having a conversation off the air. I was telling you guys that, you know, I had a grandfather that grew the greatest tomatoes in the world, and I never thought anything about where he was growing these right in the ground until many years later when I tried to grow something in the exact same spot and found out this was the cruddiest, river rocky, ugly soil in the world. But he would amend the soil, you know, and he used a lot of mulch, and he used a lot of fertilizer, and he used a lot of elbow grease, you know, loosening that ground and amending it with those things. So you can grow a garden in almost any soil that you have available to you. However, I think it's going to be a little easier for you, and I think you're going to be a little more successful in most cases if you do have a raised garden situation. It's just so much easier to build a raised garden and then bring in a non-native soil to that situation. You can go to most of your landscape supply stores, the ones that sell the granite and river rocks and things like that, and get a mixed type soil. Just ask for a soil mix. And a soil mix typically has a silty loam type of a soil that they've added more sand to and they've added mulch to. And then you're still going to want to amend that even further with more composted mulch, bagged mulch. But the key is aeration and organic matter.
Yeah. How deep?
Good question. You know, you want to probably go at least a foot deep. If you can go deeper than a foot, you're better off. But vegetable crops, the root system's going to get about 12 to 18 inches at the very most throughout its growing season. So a good 12 inches minimum, and deeper if you can.
And the good thing about a deeper garden is it's higher up off the ground, which is less bending over. So, I mean, if you can get it 2-3 feet up off the ground, it's like working at your kitchen table when you're sitting there picking weeds and, you know, squishing your those green tomato worms that, there hasn't been a tomato plant in our house ever that I'm aware of. The one time we put it in, suddenly there's all these tomato worms.
Isn't that funny how they can find it?
They find it. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I think they grow out of the stem somehow.
Well, it helps that their parent actually has wings and can fly and find you. But and the other thing about raised gardens, too, is if you do have, we talked about this a little off the air, too, but if you have other problems with ground squirrels, gophers, things like that, with a raised garden, you can put an impermeable layer, you know, a mesh or something on the ground first, and then build your raised garden on top of that, and at least take care of the critters that might come up through the ground and get at your garden. So that's another good reason to have a raised garden.
And then rabbits can't jump up if, you know, over 18, 2
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, you still might want to put some kind of a little fence up, but yeah.
Well, we appreciate the call, Josh. Good luck with your vegetable gardening. Send us a picture, or better yet, send us a tomato when they're ripe.
Very good.
Let's bring Kyle into the conversation in Queen Creek. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you. And I used to have I didn't have a raised garden, but I did hydroponics. So I don't know if you guys have gotten into that or talked about that at all, but I grew all my stuff in sand and in bags. It was pretty fun. I have a question about lawn. I have just a front lawn. It's planted winter rye, and it's just not going green. And so I'm trying to figure out the best way to get it green, what to use, how often to water. Right now I'm doing early morning for about 15 minutes or so. And I just want the lawn green. So whatever you can give me to make that happen, it'd be great.
Okay. Here's a big common mistake people make with winter lawns is they don't do that fertilization before it gets cold. So if your lawn becomes deficient in nutrients and nitrogen and gets kind of yellow on you, and then it becomes December and January and gets cold and whatnot, the fertilizer doesn't work very well at that point. So it's hard to then green it back up until it gets a little warmer out, which it's getting ready to do. So I would go ahead and put a fertilizer on. Just got to use a good all-purpose lawn food with a nitrate type of a nitrogen in there, because that's the nitrogen form that's available to the plant right away. And so you want to make sure it's nitrate type of a nitrogen source and a lawn food. And with this warmer weather, you're going to be better off. Also, don't overwater, don't water too often, and don't water too early in the wintertime, because you're just keeping the ground cold and wet, and that ties up nutrients too. So just probably only need to water winter lawn maybe once or twice a week right now. People tend to water way too much, maybe even as much as they did when they had the ryegrass seed in.
And I think 15 minutes in the morning, every morning, is definitely overwatering.
If it was every morning, I didn't hear him say every morning, but if that, definitely once or twice a week, and then get a good nitrogen fertilizer for it. And as it warms up, it'll green up.
Well, I'm making a note to myself to bring in our weed pre-emergent expert next week, Ray Lopez, because every single call stacked up behind this is about weeds. And unfortunately, we're out of time for the garden hour, but it is a little bit of moisture, a little bit of heat, and those weeds are prolific. Jerry, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. Somebody can find you down at the nursery?
Definitely.
On Hayden Road, South Thomas?
2529 North Hayden Road in Scottsdale. So come down and see us.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.